Taxi driver Raymond Shorten, who was convicted last month of raping two young women in his taxi on separate nights in 2022, has also been convicted of raping a seven-year-old girl 12 years ago. Shorten, who was 50 and from Melrose Crescent in Clondalkin in Dublin, was around 38 years old when he raped the child twice and was also convicted of sexually assaulting her. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell joins us now. Orla, what can you tell us about the background to this case?
Well, the complainant in this case, Gavin, the young woman, wanted Raymond Shorten to be named, but she doesn't want to be named herself. So some identifying details have been left out of reports. He was known to her family, and Detective Garda William Doyle gave evidence that the first rape took place shortly after the girl's mother had died. She was around 7 years old in 2012. The second rape took place when she was around 8 the same year, and the third incident involved a sexual assault in a car. Now, the incidents came to light in 2020 when the girl left a handwritten note on her grandmother's pillow detailing what had happened, and she was interviewed by specialist Gardaí after that. Shorten denied the charges. He told Gardaí they were 110% a lie. He pleaded not guilty and gave evidence in his defence at his trial earlier this year. He again denied the allegations and said they were total fabrications, but a jury found him guilty on all three counts.
A victim impact statement was read out in court.
Yes, in her victim impact statement, the young girl, who is now 20, said Shorten had always creeped her out, she said. She described herself as being severely taken advantage of, and she said she didn't know what was going on when he abused her. One part knew it couldn't be right, she said, but the other part thought it must be right, as she couldn't understand why else would an adult man do that to a seven-year-old child. But she said it didn't feel right, it didn't feel normal. She spoke about experiencing strong outbursts of emotion and anger in the years afterwards. She described being terrified of being left alone with male teachers. When she started attending sex education classes in school when she was 14 or 15, she realised that what had happened was not normal, and she began using substances to cloak her pain, she said, and had tried to take her life on a number of occasions. Now, when the DPP decided to prosecute, she said she was relieved but also terrified of what was in store. But when Raymond Shorten was found guilty, she said she finally felt some closure and felt this could actually have an end. And she said her life had been impacted by the abuse in so many ways.
Orla, what do the court hear regarding sentencing?
Prosecuting counsel Geraldine Small said the DPP's view was that the offending fell into the more serious category, meriting a sentence of 10 to 15 years in prison. The defence counsel Lorcan Stain said Shorten did not accept responsibility for the offences. He still maintains that he was not responsible. He said he was a father of seven children, that he was hoping to rebuild his relationship with his children, but had lost his marriage and his relationships because of his convictions. Now, he's going to be sentenced for these offences on July the 19th. 3 days later, on July the 22nd, he will be sentenced for the three rape charges relating to the two young women he attacked in his taxi in June and August 2022.
And for anyone who's been affected by this story, details of support available can be found on rte.ie/helplines. That report by our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell. Taxi driver Raymond Shorten, who was convicted last month of raping two young women in his taxi on separate nights in 2022, has also been convicted of raping a seven-year-old girl 12 years ago. Shorten, who was 50 and from Melrose Crescent in Clondalkin in Dublin, was around 38 years old when he raped the child twice and was also convicted of sexually assaulting her. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell joins us now. Orla, what can you tell us about the background to this case?
Well, the complainant in this case, Gavin, the young woman, wanted Raymond Shorten to be named, but she doesn't want to be named herself. So some identifying details have been left out of reports. He was known to her family, and Detective Garda William Doyle gave evidence that the first rape took place shortly after the girl's mother had died. She was around 7 years old in 2012. The second rape took place when she was around 8 the same year, and the third incident involved a sexual assault in a car. Now, the incidents came to light in 2020 when the girl left a handwritten note on her grandmother's pillow detailing what had happened, and she was interviewed by specialist Gardaí after that. Shorten denied the charges. He told Gardaí they were 110% a lie. He pleaded not guilty and gave evidence in his defence at his trial earlier this year. He again denied the allegations and said they were total fabrications, but a jury found him guilty on all three counts.
A victim impact statement was read out in court.
Yes, in her victim impact statement, the young girl, who is now 20, said Shorten had always creeped her out, she said. She described herself as being severely taken advantage of, and she said she didn't know what was going on when he abused her. One part knew it couldn't be right, she said, but the other part thought it must be right, as she couldn't understand why else would an adult man do that to a seven-year-old child. But she said it didn't feel right, it didn't feel normal. She spoke about experiencing strong outbursts of emotion and anger in the years afterwards. She described being terrified of being left alone with male teachers. When she started attending sex education classes in school when she was 14 or 15, she realised that what had happened was not normal, and she began using substances to cloak her pain, she said, and had tried to take her life on a number of occasions. Now, when the DPP decided to prosecute, she said she was relieved but also terrified of what was in store. But when Raymond Shorten was found guilty, she said she finally felt some closure and felt this could actually have an end. And she said her life had been impacted by the abuse in so many ways.
Orla, what do the court hear regarding sentencing?
Prosecuting counsel Geraldine Small said the DPP's view was that the offending fell into the more serious category, meriting a sentence of 10 to 15 years in prison. The defence counsel Lorcan Stain said Shorten did not accept responsibility for the offences. He still maintains that he was not responsible. He said he was a father of seven children, that he was hoping to rebuild his relationship with his children, but had lost his marriage and his relationships because of his convictions. Now, he's going to be sentenced for these offences on July the 19th. 3 days later, on July the 22nd, he will be sentenced for the three rape charges relating to the two young women he attacked in his taxi in June and August 2022.
And for anyone who's been affected by this story, details of support available can be found on rte.ie/helplines. That report by our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell.